The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Appreciate you.
We have to edit that whole part out.
I'm not editing a goddamn thing.
For the audio, for the people who are listening.
I'm not editing a goddamn thing.
Unprofessional. Look at this.
And listen, you better take that show and run.
No, unprofessional.
Okay, we'll edit that out. Yeah, no big deal.
Thank you guys for you know what's crazy? On Monday, we were complaining that niggas wasn't nigging. And it only took a day.
Only takes a day, bro.
Niggas is back nigging, man.
Niggas is back niggering.
So crazy. But thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you guys for being here.
Did we do a road check? We did a road.
We did one, but they couldn't hear us.
Okay, so let's go back to it.
I saw South Carolina, North Carolina. I saw VA. Shouts out to Memphis in the building. Prayers out to Memphis.
Prayers out for Memphis. Austin, Texas is in the building.
Mexico is in here. Okay, shouts out to Sacramento.
Okay, I like it.
Quincy, Illinois.
I like it.
I saw Jersey a couple times. Portland, Oregon. Cleveland, of course.
I like it.
Who else we got? Louisiana, Salt Lake City. Okay.
I like it.
All right, Atlanta. Okay.
I like it.
All right. So let's get to it, man. How was your week?
Week was great. Looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Yes. I need a break. I'm tired.
Okay. I'm going to have tofurkey.
I'm tired.
Are you having tofurkey?
No. I'm having regular turkey.
Oh, son, that's foul. That's foul.
I'm having regular turkey.
No, I'm having tofurkey.
Actually, my mother, she didn't make turkey last year. She just made a couple of things of chicken, and we appreciated that bet more. Well,
the turkey is symbolic.
Yeah, and it's gone.
Now, unless you get a fried turkey.
Fried turkey is lit.
Now, shout out my brother Dave Brown. He be out there.
Fried turkey is lit.
Frying the turkeys, and that shit just fall off the bone.
Yeah.
That's lit, you know?
Oh, we had some announcement. Our turkeys are fried. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, our turkeys are fried? Okay.
So we got some announcements. For Black Friday.
Black Friday.
For Black Friday and Cyber Monday as well.
Black Friday into Cyber Monday.
Into Cyber Monday. This is what we're going to do, right? We'll do something special for the non-members.
Yes.
We are going to, for $5, we are going to give you access to the membership for a week and a week only. 7 days.
7 days, starting Black Friday.
Starting Black Friday, and the cart opens Black Friday, and it closes at the end of Cyber Monday, right? So you got a couple days, it's like 4 days to join the membership. You have access for a week. At the end of that week, you'll have the opportunity to join as a full-time member, and you'll get a little discount so you don't have a discount, so you pay the rest of the actual membership price, but we're not going to hit you over the head, right? So you don't have to pay $20. You don't have to pay $5, right, then an extra $15. We won't do that to you. Also, right? Also, Saturday, what day is that?
Saturday is the 27th.
Saturday the 27th, Black Dot will be doing a lecture. He's coming out of retirement to do a full live lecture via Zoom or however you want to do it, PowerPoints, all that stuff, for the members only. So if you join prior to that day, you get to come in, you get a link.
Yes.
And you get to come in live to see Black Dot do his thing. And if you join afterwards, you'll see the replay in the membership by itself. So, like I said, again.
And it's going to be, I'm going to cover everything. I'm going to cover the Young Dolph situation with the young, you know, young MCs all wearing the five-pointed star. I'm going to cover Travis Scott. I'm going to cover Kanye West. It's going to be a full-blown throw-out lecture that I haven't done in years. And that will be Saturday at 7 p.m. on the 27th. So if you're trying to get in on the one-week trial, I'd get in on Friday. Long as you end by Saturday at 7, you get to see the whole lecture.
Yeah.
Of course, our paid members get to see that anyway.
Anyway, that's it. And again, you can cancel it anytime.
Anytime.
Cancel it anytime. And for the people, because I don't, you're going to get ample opportunity. I'm going to keep reminding you that the trial is up. And you'll stop having access to the membership anyway after the week is up. So
right, right.
It won't be, that won't be a thing. It, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, for Black Friday, we're doing a sale.
And we're going to do some merch.
And we have merch for sale.
So, you know, if you saw something you liked, we're going to have, 10% off at minimum. So it's going to be a sale.
Yes.
It's going to be an opportunity for you to come through and kick the tires in terms of our membership. And Black Dot will be doing a lecture that Saturday, full PowerPoint presentation on what's going on in the state of hip hop as we move forward, because we're in the quickening, and everything of this old paradigm must die physically and figuratively. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a continued amount of death in your understanding and concepts of what hip hop, rap, music, period, is. And on the other side of this, we're going to start delving into what it should look like or what it will look like. So I'll have a flyer out by tomorrow with the title, the time, and it's $5.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes. And after that, you get to check out all past after shows. You get to check out everything.
And you're
going to
get two after shows you get two after shows.
Yes.
Because we'll be doing full Monday and Thursday that week. Yes. So you get to see the after shows if you've been wondering what that's about.
Yes.
You get the morning message.
You get the morning message.
For a week. Shit, that's worth $5 right there.
You feel me?
So we starting this now because after Monday, we're gone.
Yeah, you're not going to see us. You know what I mean? Monday's our last show. And people's already calling us not woke because we're celebrating Thanksgiving. Listen, I'm just trying to be with my family. I want Noble to see his family.
I wouldn't give a shit if you thought I was woke.
I don't care.
Or in a coma.
You know what I'm saying?
What, I get extra points by you? Y'all niggas not woke. I'm woke.
Yeah,
I'm going to go in the room while my family's having a good time. Oh, who gives a shit?
That's right.
Enjoy. You really woke when you above all of that. And none of that superficial stuff truly matters.
Right.
And once I cracked the code on that, I was good. Because you can't unconscious me or tell me I'm unwoke because I went to the church to see my aunt at her funeral, come on. So, don't participate. That's your choice. That's the beautiful thing about choice.
Yeah.
Don't participate. I haven't seen my sisters like in my mix since all of this shit started.
Oh gosh.
Setta's World.
Setta's World.
Said her birthday is on Thanksgiving.
Her birthday is on Thanksgiving. And that's my wife's birthday too. So she told us to stop the show.
Oh my gosh.
To make that special announcement.
I thought something was wrong.
I swear, I thought something was wrong.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, let's get to it, man.
Let's get to it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, like I said, you know, early in the show, it only took a couple days for niggas to start nigging again. The other day, it was yesterday, it was announced that Young Dolph, a rapper out of Memphis, was ambushed, shot and killed in his hometown. And yeah, people are, you know, devastated, obviously, by it. I wasn't the biggest Young Dolph fan because I just wasn't. But when his music did come on, I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I went to college. A couple of his songs definitely rang off in college. His crew, I like Key Glock as well. Mm-hmm. And after, you know, once he got killed, it kind of brought me back to when Nipsey got killed a bit because mm-hmm. people in his town, he was like really revered in his town.
Yes.
Like a real hometown hero. I saw the video, I guess, of the aftermath. Somebody said, yo, he's the only one in the city with that car. Like, everybody just kind of knows.
Yes. Which is good and bad.
Which is good and bad. Yes. You know what I'm saying? More always bad. And also, after he got killed, the famous Boosie video of him talking about rappers getting killed in their own cities, that rang off in my head as well because mm-hmm. it has yet to be proven wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
mm-hmm. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people were sad. People started, and I heard a lot has happened as a result of that as well in Memphis.
Yeah, there's going to be repercussions.
Because I heard he had a lot of street beef. This was like the third real attempt on his life. He got shot a couple of times a few years ago.
In Charlotte and some other places.
He actually had a song called 100 Shots after being shot at.
And an album called Bulletproof.
Yeah, so like he was a wanted man, apparently, in his city as well. He was loved, and I guess he was hated in the city. But, you know, I guess, you know, by certain people. And this is very sad. And again, I wasn't, like, really too big on him, on his music, but I've always seen pictures of him and his family. I always saw videos of him talking about his family. I also, like, videos of him talking about business and being independent and ownership and things like that, entrepreneurship. He talked about like cutting people off if his friends were deadbeat dads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He seemed like a real stand up dude, and one of my close friends, like really enjoyed his music. So it was sad.
Yeah. My deepest condolences mm-hmm. out to his family. Beautiful, beautiful family. And when I look into the eyes of his queen, I know she's suffering in a lot of pain.
Yeah, she has a nonprofit called Black Men Deserve to Grow Old.
Mm. How ironic is that?
Right.
Right? Him and his beautiful children, all of those things. So we want to send our deepest condolences to Memphis, man.
Yeah.
You know, small towns, when you become a hometown hero, it means a lot because
we are.
We are. The African proverb. So it's truly a reflection of, you know, who he is. But at the root of these issues, it all goes back to the same thing. What kind of message are we constantly putting out?
Mm-hmm.
So I had never heard his music before. I had heard a few songs. I didn't know his name.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how that goes. Oh, yeah. I didn't know he made that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm an expert. The words that come out of our mouth are critical. And how we record them, when we record something, it's basically here forever. And when it's here forever, that signal is pulsing throughout the universe in which you become a tuning fork. And that tuning fork resonates. It goes up and down based on where you're vibrating. Mm-hmm. And the stronger the vibration, we understand that that's the resonant pull of your lyrics, your walk. With that being said, he gave so much. So here's the ironic thing, and we'll delve further into this on the lecture. Everybody here has to make a sacrifice. So he had to be sacrificed, I hate to say it, so that put it like this, because I've always said it's one of them weird things where you sell drugs. I don't know if he was a drug dealer. When you sell drugs to kill the community, but then you turn around and give all the money or a great portion back to the community, it seems oxymoronic. But in every walk of life, there is some kind of sacrifice taking place. So we've put a negative connotation on sacrifice, but we all sacrifice. We all kill somebody. Not maybe in the literal sense. We kill old friends. We kill old girlfriends. We kill old ways in order to achieve something of tangible goods. So the fact that he is constantly on the run, you know what I mean, with somebody after him, I need to know and delve deeper into what was about his spirit that made people want to attack him and kill him.
Yeah, they didn't rob him. They killed him. You know what I mean? Like,
this was a hit.
Yeah. I saw the still pictures from the surveillance.
Yes.
And you don't just walk around with those guns, see somebody. Like, that was a plan. Yeah, that was a plan, like, ambush.
It wasn't even a well-calculated plan under the guise that he goes to that cookie shop every day when he's in town.
Yeah, he actually, it was a video like a week ago of him in front that very cookie spot, like promoting it. They use it on their Instagram. So
it sort of reminded me of Nipsey in front of his spot, his store, Marathon. Mm-hmm. So these individuals, it wasn't like he was hard to get to. He kind of felt in his own town. He didn't need to, you know what I mean, have security. And that's the danger, because your success breeds anger. It breeds resentment. It breeds jealousy. Not to even get into the five-pointed rings that he, Young Dro, and the other guy who's also from King Von.
No 3.
Right, they're all on Empire Records, and all of them died in November.
He was Juice WRLD's cousin.
Was Juice WRLD's cousin, exactly. Yeah. Juice WRLD was his cousin
who
died of an overdose.
Yeah.
So when I see his beautiful family, and I know what his heart, what came out of his heart, I'm not even sure he was very comfortable rapping about the shit he rapped about, but you have no choice. So this is what I mean by the sacrifice. All of these rappers know, when you go to Empire Records or 360 Records, it was a concerted effort to get rid of conscious music. The only way you can get on to even accumulate resources to truly help somebody is you got to kill somebody else. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to go over people's heads, but I'm going to say it again slowly. In order to help people, you have to kill people. All right? And prove me wrong. Look at all the rappers who, you know what I mean, who speak death into existence and then turn around and take the proceeds and feed their neighborhood. How many actual drug dealers sold drugs, not just to give away turkeys, but to feed the neighborhood? This is a weird, weird dynamic that we must uncover and address at its root, because we're looking at a lot of geniuses whose growth is being stunted for the very reason that the gatekeepers or the gatekeepers are making sure that before you send a signal globally, it has to reach them for the most part. Mm. Now, I know he was independent and you have a lot of, but independent ain't what you think it is. You think the label's gonna allow you to just go independent and they not make their money? Mm. They come up under different names posing as independent.
Yeah.
So that they catch you there. It's sort of like people don't realize Mercedes owns a whole bunch of used car dealerships.
Right.
I mean, right? Because they know if you can't afford the Mercedes, we still wanna get our money.
Yeah, so what labels are doing now, they're calling it like partnerships, like we're partnering with, you know, this label, like say you're trying to run an independent label, so we're gonna partner it, fund some rappers,
right?
As well, like, you know, give you some seed money. It's a very
very intricate web that they weave.
Yes,
right. You think you're going independent when all you're doing is in another wing of the majors, because this ain't about money per se. At Empire, you own your masters, but do you own the life insurance policies that they take out on you? Do you even know anything about it?
Mm.
That are probably 10 times more worth than your masters, right? So do you own that? Or do you own your masters, but if you reach a certain plateau, that what kicks in the fine print of the contract is now we get 30% if you reach an astronomical number, which we know you're gonna reach because we're gonna kill you. Mm. Something to think about, right? This is an intro. Too many, 200-300 rappers dead.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? So now, to become a rapper, which used to be a thing of honor when I grew up, not everybody was doing it, which made it special. When you saw the Cold Crush or Grandmaster Flash in them, they was just different.
Yeah.
Because not everybody was doing it. And I always said when Run DMC came about, and I love Run DMC, they were iconic, but they normalized it because they dressed like everybody else. It gave the energy off that everybody can do it, and it spawned what we have. You know what I mean? So, but there used to be an honor in 1983 when I stood into a lunchroom and I can rhyme, and it set me apart where it wasn't a deaf thing. It was, you looked upon it. Now, becoming a rapper has such a negative connotation.
Yeah, it means nigga now.
It means nigga. It's the new code word.
That's what Kanye said.
A bunch of niggas who, and let's look at this. All of the people, 200 rappers die. Let's just say, I heard Boyce Watkins throw that number out there. I'm pretty sure he's done his research. 200,000 rappers are moving around trying to emulate the 200 that died. 2 million potential young dudes at home who could be doctors, lawyers, educators, scientists are aspiring to fill those spots. I'm going to go back to the pyramid. The detached part of the pyramid is the only part receiving the energy. Everything below that are worker bees with ideas and concepts that feed the top of the pyramid. And then there's 200, right? And these guys who died are not even in the 200. They're trying, let's say there's a space between the detached part of the pyramid and the very tip of the top, the top part, right? You're at the top and you're ready to make the leap to where Kanye is and the leap to where Drake is. See, they're in the detached part of the pyramid. Right? They're in that part. That's the elite part. These other rappers are trying to make the leap, and they're jumping and they're dying into the abyss.
Ooh.
I want you to keep that in mind, you know, metaphorically as we speak about it. And in doing so, your death is profitable because we're going to take out these life insurance policies. We're going to give you your masters, wink, wink. But the clause in the masters, and I'm willing to bet there's a clause in there somewhere. If you reach a certain level, then the company should have X amount. But that leap into the abyss is now a rite of passage. These rappers come out knowing they're going to die. They walk around. He had an album called Bulletproof, which means he was gloating at the fact that he didn't get caught. Now, when you do that, does that excite your enemies more, or is that being humble to recognize that the line between life and death for a black man, period, but as a rapper, is even worse?
Yeah, and I think we also have to get to the, you know, the equation, or get to the foundation of that, you know, you're not really safe in your city, no matter, like, if you're that successful, you're that known, you're not safe. I don't care if he was talking about death.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he wasn't talking about something else, but you are the one that made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You are, people revere you. You know what I'm saying? And I think jealous people, that is jealousy is a dangerous thing, B.
When and that's why I used to always tell you, just be humble in all of your endeavors, simply because people don't know how to process that.
Yeah.
I had the same opportunities that you had, but you took full advantage of your opportunities.
Yeah.
And now all the so-called things you want, you have, and I'm sitting here struggling. I'm just looking for an excuse.
Right.
You to come for you.
So you could make a song, and especially if he was in his hometown, he's beefing with other Memphis rappers. So if he's from my side, that's an excuse.
That's an excuse
for me to go, wait till I see him. Right. I know I'm seeing him.
I know he gonna get caught lacking at the cookie shop.
Because he had it on him and he tried to return fire.
Yeah, he had it on him. But when you get caught, you know, in that situation, it's tough. And we see this all the time in our community. Mm-hmm. And you know what we do? We blame the rapper who don't come back, the athlete who don't come back. And you got to look at it from the other side and say to yourself, if I come back, they're going to kill me. Or if I come back and don't meet what their needs say, you got to get back to the hood, Why?
Right, right.
I mean, I should get back to the hood if I want to, and get back to the hood is a weird term.
Because like, what am I giving back?
Like, what am I giving back?
And what, like,
what constitutes for me to give you shit
and
when you had the same opportunities I had?
What's enough?
What's enough?
You know what I'm saying?
So I go back to the LeBron situation where he said, if you get your GED, mm-hmm. on the other side of that, the world is yours. Because what it does is it puts the onus on you to meet at minimum criteria. You got people in the hood just because I should get paid. Yeah. And that nigga was always a sucker. And when I see him, I'm going for his chain.
I remember when Snoop was going through that in his hood.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Snoop was worth $100 million. You think I'm coming, like, come on.
Right,
come on.
Right. But you suffer the, he just left. You have no idea. I think we do, but we act like we have no idea. We're dealing with a level of niggotry that no matter what you do, it's never, ever going to be enough. He chose to come back. And in fact, they said today at 2 p.m. is the day he was going to give out turkeys. You know what I mean? Like, you know, for Thanksgiving and prepare. And you know me, you know, I understand the turkey as a whole nother symbol. But he gave $20,000 to two people who got fired.
Yeah.
Gave somebody a Lamborghini.
I remember that. Oh, that's right.
Yes. And when they sold it a year later, he was like, get that money.
I remember that.
They said his real estate in Memphis, his portfolio, he didn't speak about, but was crazy. So every birthday of his children, he purchased homes. So we understood this was not some dummy.
Yeah.
This was someone who was sacrificing or putting himself on the line to align his family because the end was near.
Yeah.
You have to know when you're in the streets that the end is near. You know what I mean? And you're talking and you're going against a rival gang in your own town, which is some tribal shit, but some nigga shit.
Yes.
Why we all can't get money? We right. from a small place like Memphis and against each other. And don't discard the federal involvement in any of this. I told you the feds run with all these gangs. It is imperative that they do so. And the guy who's running Empire Records, he looked like an A-Rab to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what his deal is, but I see him shaking all of them rappers' hands and looks like he's the one who...
He was 36. That bugged me out.
Yes. Yes. So he wasn't no young...
Well, how old is Marcus? 35?
Yes. Yes. So this was an established young man with intelligence who spoke intelligently, but also rap death.
Yeah.
So that's the confusing piece about it. But what you put out is always going to be what you get back in some capacity. So we have to hold each other accountable. And I'm not saying we need to do corny nursery raps. There has to be some understanding that you are magical.
Yeah.
And your words, listen, I'm going to go into it on Saturday.
What's the name? That's what, and going back to Snoop, he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he said that that Murder Was the Case song, that was first, then his actual murder case. And then he said,
wow.
Yeah, and he was just like, yo, like, I really started to talk about, I really had to, like, look at the words I was saying.
And because conjure that shit up.
He was like, because, you know, Pac, Biggie, like, they all, like,
yeah,
their lyrics and Life After Death, Ready to Die, you know what I mean? Like, they conjured up those realities.
Absolutely. And we are in a digital world.
Yeah.
And the digital codes needed to break this matrix are going to come out of the mouth of some young black men somewhere. So your sequence of words, it's almost like you're trying to bust the combination to this matrix over. They are more concerned about the sequence of your words and the tonalities in which they are spoken than you could ever imagine. So when hip hop came about and they saw these rhythms or Roz hymns being laid down intelligently, intently in a language that was not ours, we were breaking the code. I'll go through it on Saturday. Breaking the code of this language so that we can figure this thing out. Now, what the smartest thing that they could do was make sure that you don't go above a certain vibration with the combination and the geometrical patterns being spoken, because every word is a geometrical pattern. And when you put that puzzle together and crack this shit open using words, sound, vibration, sex, drugs, and alcohol, we can open up a vortex and get the fuck out of here. Don't at me.
Okay. And I think right now, you know how every, you know, rap era generation is something new. Right now, I think the drill rap right now, that this era is really, really crazy right now. Because now, like, rappers before, you know, we had an understanding that these rappers, they're not doing all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, these rappers are doing
it. They're really doing this. And now you get more stripes, like you get more spins if you really rap about something that actually happened. If people online can confirm what's happening, they make, you know, they have their little TikTok videos like explaining, like, this happened. He actually shot this person. You get more spins that way. And
it's
then,
reality rap.
And two, these rappers will have these, especially young rappers, they're getting money and going back to their hood.
Yes.
And still rapping about the same thing. So, like, that's easy. That's an easy lick.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, where do they feel comfortable at?
Yeah.
In their own hoods. You know what I mean? I'd rather take on these battles of the people in my hood, because the minute you move up into Hollywood, that's a different vibration.
Yeah, I remember I was driving through Brooklyn, and this is when Pop Smoke was, this is when he was still alive, actually. And it was a billboard for his album, like, Meet the Woo was on it. And I'm like, okay, imagine I was in the opposite gang and I saw that. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
on and popping.
Like,
it's on and popping. And I'm going to say it again. Some of these individuals came here to bring death, because there's no such thing as death per se. Mm-hmm. They came to bring an end of a paradigm. Mm-hmm. What you are seeing in real time are those who came who, these dudes look death in the face every day.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. It's a different.
Let me find out one nigga looking for me. I'm like, yo, go.
Yeah,
well, down there and see if that nigga.
Yeah, it's a real weird psychological thing too. Because I think anybody who is a murderer, you know what I'm saying, not killed in self defense. Anybody who's you're a psychopath.
Yes.
Because that is literal betrayal of nature, right? You're killing something. You're like you're.
But we're in Scorpio season.
I understand that.
You know, keep that in mind.
I understand that, but I'm saying to the
blood
point,
moon tonight. Go ahead.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. But you get what I'm saying. So I think the fact that these young dudes, they really just don't care. That's,
dude. And so how do you interpret that? Are they savages or are they fearless? They just have misdirection of energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we know they're fearless. Anybody who's not afraid to die is a dangerous person.
That's a fact.
That's a fucking fact.
That's a fact.
It's just that they're not afraid to die against each other. But George Zimmerman is still walking around.
That's a fact.
Right? So we understand that the coding is off. They haven't received their download when they came here properly, because we gave them Twizzlers and Pepsis and shit and screwed their minds up.
Yeah.
So they didn't receive the proper download to know who the open enemy is.
And,
imagine these fearless dudes against the open enemy. Go ahead.
Real quick, thank you for the cash, for the super chats, everybody.
Yes, please. Yeah, thank you.
Charles, he said, somebody said the hood didn't treat James Brown like that. They didn't treat Prince like that. We respected our entertainers from what I heard back in the day.
That is true, but you got to understand this too. James Brown wasn't talking murder raps. James Brown wasn't selling drugs. James Brown wasn't poking his chest out about how many people he killed or how many women he slayed. It was a different era of love and vibration, and we were just coming off of segregation and all of those things. We were still connected to an ancestral spirit of struggle, so you really can't add them to that equation. Once the crack era came in and disassociated so many individuals from a spiritual standpoint, that these babies were just showing up like on conveyor belts with no intent of love, nobody to take care of them, being raising themselves from 6 and 7 years old, watching the world around them, and somebody downloading them, telling them that the only way to prosper in this world is to do this, that, show off my chains as a sign of success. That's a gumbo for disaster.
Yeah.
And these things happen systematically. So we can't put James in them. Of course we revere them. And even the athletes of those era, Dr. J and all of them, were still connected to the people as a whole. We still kind of moved as one. We have disassociated ourselves from our young people because we see them acting a certain way and we don't want to be associated. So they go, fuck you, elders. Y'all sat around and let COVID happen. Y'all sat around and let 9/11 happen. Y'all sat around and let them, you know, beat us to death and water hose us. And what the fuck did y'all do? We not having it. Even if that includes, I got so much anger built up inside of me, I'll blow another nigga's top off who looked just like me. So this is a weird dynamic we live in, but out of chaos will come order. So, you know, this is a process, and the rappers are the vanguards for a lot of this because they become the mouthpiece and the physical manifestation while you sit at home behind your computer judging what they're doing. So we got to be very careful on how we interpret this information, you know?
All right. So let's take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
You should return.
Let's go to a commercial break.
Let's make a toast to doing more this spring. Actually, let's make two. Introducing two delicious new toasts from Dunkin'. Hummus and roasted tomato and avocado and roasted tomato. Spring it on with creamy hummus or savory avocado spread on sourdough bread topped with slow-roasted, perfectly seasoned, vine-ripe tomatoes. Actually, let's make a third toast to the two toasts I was just talking about. Here's to you two, tasty tomato-topped toasts. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
He'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
And we're back.
And we are back.
What's poppin', people? We are here.
Shout out Malawi's House, man, for doing what they do.
Yes,
man.
Yes. Shout out. And if you want to work with them, their information is in the description below.
Yeah, yeah. And we're running a Black Friday sale for advertisers for December.
Oh, okay, cool.
We got a special price for advertisers, new advertisers. I want to throw that out there. If you're already on the team, you're already on the team. So new advertisers, we're going to run a Black Friday special. So if you're interested in advertising with us, then hit us up.
Nice. And if you're just joining us and you missed the beginning, we're running a sale for the membership. You get a week's access to our Urban Exclusives membership for $5. At the end of that week, you'll be given the opportunity to come on as a permanent member.
Mm-hmm.
And you're at a discount as well. Starting out, the initial fee would be a discount. So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
And you'll be doing a lecture.
I'll be doing a lecture. I'm just giving y'all a few breadcrumbs tonight on a specific subject, but I'm going to delve way into this Kanye thing, this Travis Scott thing. We're gonna pull back some layers.
Okay.
Saturday, 7 p.m. On the 27th of November. That's the Black Friday weekend. That's the bonus you're going to get if you, you know, sign up for the week. You get that little discount in there.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yeah, the chat is hilarious. They're talking about B-Sky. It's commercial. I'm about to put this bag of chips down.
Yeah, that is a direct commercial, too.
Yeah.
He don't pull no punches on that. I was like, man, I need to get my shit
together,
be rich.
That's funny.
Facts.
So it was announced that the Staples Center will not be called the Staples Center going forward. I think December 25th, they're changing the name. Christmas Day, they're changing the name to Crypto.com.
That's right, baby.
Arena. I didn't know that the Staples Center wasn't always... I thought it was like always named that for some reason. For some reason. I don't know.
Staples, though.
Come on. I know
you just thought that they called it. I get it.
So, what'd you think?
I'm always with Crip, son. Oh, I got on red today. Damn, I'm Pyru. I'm Pyru?
Pyru's red burgundy, but go ahead.
Oh, so what's the...
Bloods.
Yeah, it's blood.
Yeah, it's red.
Like burgundy blood, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Crypto is... This is the final straw for you to understand where this thing is going.
Yeah, that was the clearest sign that's right there.
If you...
Yeah, that was the clearest sign.
If you
sign
need
right
another
there.
Clear sign that you need to get involved, I don't know what you're waiting for. Yeah. $700 million deal to turn this shit into crypto, which is going to become a part of your regular lexicon in the next year or two. Again, we're in that stage where we're fighting. If you don't have intelligence, because I just got finished telling Malcolm, I feel stupid. And I'm feeling stupider, if that is such a word, by the minute, because I keep trying to grasp this shit. It keep getting harder and harder.
No, I don't think
every time I try to learn.
I don't think you applied yourself.
I don't have time the way I should. But for younger people, they seem to they just get it.
Yeah.
So we're in that weird space, bro, where they're not gonna have to do nothing to us. Some of us are just gonna get stuck into a old way of thinking. Like you see a nigga with a graffiti jacket on and Adidas. And he's 50.
But here's what I think, though.
Okay, homie, you know.
I truly believe that, like you said, like everything is becoming cashless, automated. Everything is online, very easy and convenient. I truly think that people who revert back to some extent to what they're doing will actually be the ones who benefit the most, right? Meaning, the people who still know how to shoot, people who still know how to hunt, grow food, people who are still disciplined enough to work out, the people who still read, like those people who are able to kind of still themselves in the moment will be the ones who are better off in the long run, just in my opinion. Not that people still shouldn't understand these things, but if you just get super engrossed in the metaverse, if you just like throw your entire life into that, I think you're going to lose.
But here's the thing. Remember, this is a new breed.
Yeah.
So this ain't about me at 53 years old. This shit has got zero to do with me. I'm just on the cusp because I still think and try to resonate with young people enough to go, I can see it. This is about Noble.
Right. Yeah.
Who comes into a metaverse world who don't know nothing but the metaverse.
Yeah.
So remember, this is 2-3 generations ahead. It has zero. And I was speaking in the pre-show about Biden signing the infrastructure bill, the 1.3, which is the number 13. We know that's a master number in the Masonic world. Infrastructure, and they got you thinking the physical infrastructure of bridges and tunnels. No, this is a metaphysical infrastructure where you are going to have to make the quantum leap into what's next.
So talking about that, because people are talking about mana, in the cryptocurrency within the Decentraland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of Decentraland, Barbados announced that they have a virtual embassy within Decentraland. I was confused as hell when I read that.
Gotcha.
Right? But it says, and this is an article, the Caribbean nation is primed to become the first sovereign nation with an embassy in the metaverse. Interesting. I see that, and that's where I think a lot of this is going.
Absolutely. Hold on.
So, and I was also thinking about this too, because Decentraland is already up, and I think it's another one it's a couple of different metaverses up. So, what does that mean for like Facebook's Meta?
Maybe this piece right here. It's in that bin.
Okay. Put the camera.
Put the camera on me for a second. Again, this whole infrastructure is going to be from top to bottom. All right. So don't get caught. Anything they do on the physical level, as above, so below, there is a spiritual reflection of that. So when you think infrastructure and change, I want you to also think about change on so many different levels, because it's very, very deep how this thing goes about. I'm trying to get my man, he just texted me, show you how synchronicity works. Oh, he's in a consultation until 7:30. Oh, Crypto Bully was, he just texted me. So I was trying to get him on in synchronicity, what we talking about.
That'd have been crazy.
But we will do that, you know, at another time. So yeah, metaverse or matrix, metaverse is just a fancy word for matrix.
Basically.
And remember, certain rules in the matrix could be bent and certain rules can be broken. And the code that we speak with the memes, the short text language, the words spoken in a specific rhythm, the melanated charged things we do, that's going to have to be the key for us to even have an opportunity to visit Zion or become a part of that process. So I don't want you to get caught in the physical structure of the infrastructure without recognizing that new worlds are being built, new bridges to other universes,
and
roadways to other galaxies are also being opened up, and all of that's going to be happening.
All right now, they're also talking about digital real estate, which Chicago, he's been talking about that for a minute as well.
Bro, the very concept that you can own something that's not here is... Do you know what that opens up in terms of...
I think it changes the idea of what wealth is, right? So now it makes money even more imaginary than it kind of already is. Money is just...
Yes.
Our agreement to what everything is worth, right?
Yes.
So I think that's what gets people hung up on cryptocurrency, because like, what can I buy with it, right? And then you think, and then people who understand, it's like, ah, it's not always what you can buy, it's what you can do with the technology and the blockchain. And it's just like, ah, okay, good. What can I buy with it?
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
That's analog.
Exactly,
thinking.
Exactly, yeah.
Noble will have no concern about what he can buy. He wants to know what universe can he own. We are all mini universes. You know what I mean? We are all gods of our own universe, and we clutter together. That becomes a galaxy in terms of our thinking. But each one of us, this is why if you say Jesus is real in the world in which you exist. And if I come into your world, I have to accept those certain principles. If you tell me Allah or Buddha, or you believe in eating goddamn roaches, in your universe, that's the, just like if you go to another planet and they have these bizarre traditions. When you travel in the mind of another individual, you're entering into their universe.
Yeah.
And they may have a bizarre set of rules in which they get down by.
Yeah.
Like, I like Chinese midgets. Maybe in your world, it's forbidden for you to like Chinese midgets.
Yeah.
So you understand. So we have to begin to start seeing this. Everything is everything, as above, so below, as within, so without. So when they do things here on Earth, it manifests other places and vice versa. So Jetsons and flying cars may not be that far off. Let's take inventory. I do this every show now. Metaverse.
Okay.
Space
Force.
Space Force. Right. The water.
Right.
They're trying to block the sun.
Right.
The music, artificial foods.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? All of these things, inoculations to get you aligned. All of these things are happening at the same time. Why? There's a press against time to get as many people online for this leap, or they probably can't fucking make it. Now, you a melanated being.
Yeah,
you're going to make it anyway.
It sort of does feel like they're, like, they have...
They're against the clock.
Yeah, that we don't know about. So,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they keep doubling down.
Right.
And doubling and tripling down because they're on a clock in which, in their minds, they have to set this up so the transition, even for them to even rock with us, because other than that, they might just get left behind. And when the portals open up for us to experience new things, and this is where the drugs and all that stuff come into, not promoting that lifestyle, but some of us have already seen it. You know what I mean? Okay. They don't have the melanin. They like, ah, damn, what y'all see? So they're using their version of melanin. See, the external devices is them. Melanin is the greatest computer on the planet. The shit changes every year. The shit upgrades itself. You get a download every year. This is why they can't figure it out. They do 40 pages of this shit every year because the shit changed. They can't come back in 2022 and talk about the melanated abilities of 2021 because the shit done changed. So they're having a race with their external technological devices to try to match the internal technological spiritual devices that we are. And that's the war that's really going on, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
Just my humble opinion.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
In other news that we, you know, kind of knew, didn't know, I think the FBI or the judge exonerated the two people who were convicted for killing Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you something as well, just from somebody who was in the court, in the courtroom when this was going down. It says the Manhattan District Attorney had to reveal that J. Edgar Hoover himself directed the FBI to order multiple witnesses not to tell police or prosecutors that they were in fact FBI informants.
Now say that again, slowly.
J. Edgar Hoover himself directed the FBI to order multiple witnesses not to tell police or prosecutors that they were in fact
FBI agents.
Yes.
Understood clearly. This was a covert operation to take down, at the time, what was probably the most dangerous man in America. Mm. Even more dangerous than Elijah Muhammad, not in terms of his knowledge and wisdom and all of that, but in terms of his orative skills to reach people, mm-hmm. because that was his gift of what he did. And even the fact when he broke off was a benefit for the FBI and those in place, because division is never good. So when you cut the head of the snake off, or you know, the head from the body, there's gonna be consequences. And as a result, you know, we saw some individuals who took the fall. Remember, mm-hmm. I told you, they run the same script. They're gonna give you an individual or two which they can direct your energy towards, especially in the state of your emotional being.
Mm-hmm.
When 9/11 happened, we all needed an enemy, and we needed to be clear on who the enemy was right away. Mm-hmm. We didn't need to waste none of that emotional energy, you know, and shit. So they gave us Osama bin Laden. 90% of the people were happy.
Right.
We have the enemy. We recognize who it is. This is where, and the meanwhile, they just kind of, that meme with Simpson?
Yeah, in the bushes.
In the bushes, he just kind of backed up.
Right.
So there's always going to be an external target, and that's all misdirection. So, and this has nothing to do with, in my humble opinion, saying the Nation of Islam didn't have anything to do with the, but I did say, I'm not even sure Elijah Muhammad at that high up a level had any knowledge of it.
Mm.
Doesn't mean, remember, a lot of these dudes are straight from the street.
Yes, yes.
And we forget they one blow up from reminding you, yeah. I'm straight from the street.
Yes.
Right? So just because they put on a suit and a bow tie does not mean that they are righteous men. And that's no knock on the FOI. That's on anybody. That means your pastor, anybody. So it does not tell me that the FBI didn't infiltrate the Nation of mm-hmm. Islam at the right time and the right place to stir some things up. But Dr. Dick Gregory said them shots came from above. He said that.
He did say that, yeah.
He said them shits came from up above somewhere, and the dudes on the ground had blanks or something to that effect to ensure that he died. So, you know, it is what it is, but I didn't learn a lot of new things. Shout out Dr. Wesley Muhammad. I think he recently done an extensive piece, and we'll do another one on it to kind of exonerate the Nation of Islam.
Yeah, I can't.
And their doings. I just can't do it in my heart. And because
it's like, come on, like, for real? You know what I mean, for real?
Right.
Nothing to do with it?
Right, y'all just was innocent.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that. I can't. That I'm not going to buy. And I know y'all can't hit me because it's in the manual. I'm your brother. Unless I attack you, you can't. So you can lecture me all the fuck you want. fuck you. You cool. Yeah. Fuck you. And it is what it is.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So it looks like Drake and Kanye ended their beef for like the fourth time.
Two black men.
They posted a picture with those two and Jay Prince, and apparently they're doing a concert to free Larry Hoover.
Yes.
Which is dope.
No. That man been in jail over 47 years.
Yeah, man. He said
everybody connected to him is already home.
Yeah, he said he's never, like, his son, he said, I've never, like, seen my pops from.
I've never hugged him before.
That's
never,
crazy.
You know, threw my arms around him.
Yeah.
And he said they communicate through the toilet and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these conditions. And believe it or not, shit, Chicago might be better off letting him out. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, I know the times have changed.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, he's not going to come to the street and be like, I'm calling a meeting.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, what? Like,
yeah.
You must not know who we are now, nigga. So I don't mean in that sense, but it hasn't been the same since he left. This is chaos out there. So, but Kanye and Drake, they have some issues that need to be resolved. This is not going to do it. This is saving face. You know what I mean? Because the issues run deep with my wife and this and that.
Yeah.
The subtle taunting and, you know. So, but I do, on the surface, appreciate,
but
you know.
But Kanye said it in the interview, like, they wasn't going to do nothing to each other.
No. And most of the, listen, let's go back through all the beefs of black people in our era. From Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, this shit is over some bullshit.
Yeah.
Most of it is over some nigga shit.
Yes.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Women.
Women.
All of it.
All of it. You said something about me, or your man set me up on this. Yeah. None of it is dealing with anything concrete in reference to true threats. We can't even come together and join forces and take the music industry over because of some bullshit.
Yeah.
The fact that two black men who ain't gonna do nothing to each other are still at each other.
This is probably the most boring hip hop beef in the history of hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah,
about
this is light skinned shit. This
like,
is...
let's be completely honest about it.
Yeah,
there's no amazing songs that came out of it.
None. So, if they're gonna come together for a great cause,
yeah, that's fine.
I have no issues with it whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Also, before we go to commercial break, I wanted to talk. So Ashanti, you know the singer Ashanti?
Yes.
She announced that she's actually re-recording her first album, right? So she can own those particular masters. Now, Irv Gotti, I said Dame Dash. Irv Gotti went on Instagram, and he basically said, like, she's screwing me out of my masters because I own those masters, right? So, okay. It was a weird post because... You're making yourself look bad, in my opinion.
Oh, dang.
Irv, yeah. Because it's been 20 years. Like, shouldn't she have a master's? And she wrote those songs. I get you produced it, so why not give her some of the master's? I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like he made himself look bad, and he tried to flip it like he was the victim there.
Well, I think it's 30 years before you can outrightly own your master's. But here's the thing. The album is not going to sound the same anyway.
It's not.
Because the energy in which the album was created is not.
Everybody who's tried to redo their songs, it just sounds off.
It's like sound
you
empty.
Can hear it, like just.
I know why she's doing it.
I get it.
I get that.
I get it.
And other artists may try that, but if your voice don't sound the same, if the cadence ain't the same, if the production ain't the same, if the energy in the room ain't the same,
like
if what you was going through ain't the same, you're not going to alchemically produce. You know what I'm saying? The vibration that created it in the first place.
Yeah, you ever heard like a different version of the song? And you're like, the ad lib wasn't there. It didn't come in at the same time. It's like, something's off with this song.
Something is off with this.
Yeah, that'd be the same thing.
So that's going to be the same thing. And from his standpoint, he's just looking at it from a record executive's position. I own the masters. Because what happens if every artist start doing that, it actually will devalue the original master. Or make the value of it go up more.
Yeah.
One of like, I want to hear the original now. So it could go both ways.
Yeah, it was just like a real like victim. Like,
and wasn't they in love at that time when he made that?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, let me hold on. Where's Leslie?
Allegedly.
Yeah. I think.
Okay, but I believe so. You had love in your heart.
Yeah.
For this man, as he sat behind the boards. And you were, you know, singing into his ears and gazing into his eyes and created this magic.
Yeah.
And now, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't see it. That
no,
really
I don't see what it is.
Working out. Oh, update. Astroworld and Travis Scott, Drake. I think Apple Music as well.
Why Drake? Because he was at the concert.
I think because he was at the concert. They're all being sued for $2 billion at this point. Over 200 people have filed a suit. And it's like the amount is going up to like $2 billion.
Well, if Travis Scott survives, and he will, he's just going to go to another level. This is Scorpio season.
Mm.
Right? So he's going to go to another level with his music and who he is. Because you got to kill people to help people.
Well, he didn't help nobody.
He didn't help nobody yet. Now let that go over your head.
Okay.
Right? So, not saying that he even knew what was going on, but he had to know something.
Yeah.
Just because of the energy in the room and what was taking place and the energy he exerts. And I told you, I was immersed in this shit. So I know that there's something in that. But this is going to go down. His music is too powerful for him not to survive. It's all about, listen, we watched a dude pee on a girl. Oh, R. Kelly, motherfucker.
I didn't watch it.
But I mean, yeah. Collectively, yeah. We watched a dude pee on a girl.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
We knew he married a girl at 14, probably got her pregnant.
Allegedly.
And what did he do?
He put out great music. Yeah.
And we act like the shit didn't happen until all of his spark was gone. Then once his spark was gone, it's like we snapped out of that shit. You know this nigga did that?
Yeah.
That was wrong and immoral. Wasn't wrong anymore when this nigga was putting out hit after hit after hit for everybody in the industry. Was nothing wrong with it then.
Yeah.
See how hypocritical that is, and we become when we start talking about that. So just something to think about.
We're going to take another quick commercial break.
Yes.
Got pay these bills.
Yes.
And we shall return.
Quan S. said fake outrage, exactly.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your time.
This podcast is brought to you by Paper, tutors for all. When students struggle at school, finding a tutor can make a real difference. But tutors are expensive and most families can't afford one. What if that changed? What if tutoring was affordable? What if it was free? What if it was available 24/7 in multiple languages? Now it is. With Paper, schools can offer every single student free 24/7 access to tutoring. Visit paper.co to find out if your child has access to Paper today.
And we're back. Peace to the people. Peace to the chat. Peace to our sponsors.
Yes.
The information is in the description
Infinite
below.
Infinite goddess in them. Yes.
Two grumpy men. I mean, shouts out.
Yes. Yeah. We are ready.
Mm-hmm. So, it was some documents, like, uncovered, right? And then apparently, for whatever reason, people just finding out that Bill Gates has been routinely donating money, exorbitant amounts of money, to these newsrooms.
$390 million.
Yes, to newsrooms to cover certain topics in a favorable way. And a lot of people are going, oh, that's not cool. All of a sudden, there's a conflict of interest there. Oh, that means the media could be telling me what Bill Gates, you know what I'm saying? Not the real news.
Hello.
So, I was going to say something else. Oh, so regarding Bill Gates, right? OSHA, which stands for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is suspending the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for all businesses.
Okay.
And which he said...
Where are they located?
I don't know where they're located. Okay. I think that's just a...
A company.
Yeah. Well, it's not a company. It's a national organization.
Okay. Okay.
For the country and stuff like
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
So, because they have the power to, you know, appeal something. And they said that they're not sure. The whole argument regarding the mandates is just if it's legal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that has to, I think it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. I spoke about this a while ago. Because
they're at the Sixth Circuit now.
Yes.
What's the Supreme Court? 9 circuits?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Right. They have to go, I think that's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court, and that's going to take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So also regarding that, Pfizer, U.S. is going to buy those vaccine pills from Pfizer. They're going to buy like 10 million doses.
Of the pill?
Of the pill, yes.
Okay, which is sort of like the vaccine?
Sort of like the ivermectin. Drug.
Okay, so what they did was they know that drug really worked.
Yeah.
They replicating it now because the name Pfizer is connected to it. I also heard a rumor, and I don't know how true it is, that you will not be able to hold the individuals from Pfizer accountable until 2076.
Yeah, that's what I read. This
guy, I don't know how true it is, but a couple of people have posted
this guy tweeted, Aaron Siri, he said the FDA asked the federal judge not to make the public wait until 2076 to disclose all of that and information it relied upon is to license the Pfizer vaccine. So that's 55 years from now.
Now, that's not uncommon because the 9/11 real documents won't even open up for another 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who was physically involved will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this purposely because they know it's some bullshit. Where's the disclosure now?
What
if what you did was ethical?
Well, we just spoke about an example of that with the two men who were exonerated from Malcolm X. And like,
absolutely,
they always like years later say, we had something to do with that. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. Right. And these two men's lives are destroyed. The one who's still alive, because I watched the documentary 2 years ago. His relationship with his children has been marred. Since because if you're an absentee dad, it's only but so much you can do. Then you come home and you're a grown ass man and we're grown and you're trying to make a connection and you still have the stigma over your head that you had something to do with killing the national hero.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. How do you live with
and
that?
And then now you're finally exonerated, but look at all the years you lost probably repairing a relationship. Mm. With your children. So, no, he needs to now get paid.
Oh, yes, yes.
There needs to be some financial compensation. Yeah. Not necessarily for him. He's 83. Mm-hmm. But to leave for his children and his grandchildren for him being wrongly accused of something he didn't do. So I would not be surprised if Pfizer is not even... First of all, they don't even make vaccines.
Yeah, this is the first one. And people are... trying to shame you for not wanting to take it.
Yeah, what kind of craziness is that? They're not in the business of making vaccines. Neither is Johnson & Johnson, neither is Moderna.
Yeah.
Right? So, is it legal? Somebody got on our case, y'all. You talk about this every show, and they bigged us up because last show we didn't talk about it. Here's the thing. It's important for us when changes come about.
Which this is.
This is a change
that
we at least inform our people. We're not going to drag on it, but we want to inform our people of these changes because it may directly affect their lives in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So we want to keep an eye on this. They're going to give you the pill as a way, it's like a da-dun-da-dun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take the pill is safer. And, you know, and all they're doing is capitalizing off of that particular drug.
Yeah, I mean, because I think they're going to start not taking their losses when it comes to this stuff, but because the last election race in Virginia.
Yes.
Right? With Youngstown, he won. And people thought, and Democrats, they wrongly thought that COVID would be on the top of everybody's voting reasons or, you know, concerns. And it wasn't.
Mm.
Because what's happening is, and what you're seeing, the country is kind of running
as it normally does.
Like, everybody's lives are not really changing. The only thing that's changing is the mandates that have been in place because of this pandemic.
Right.
So that's what people just want their lives back at this point. They don't care about nothing else.
Right, right. Exactly.
So when it gets to that point and the vaccine is free and for everybody can get, at this point, it becomes your choice. You take it or you don't take it.
Right. That's sort of like the flu shot.
You take it or you don't take it.
You know, I haven't taken the flu shot ever. I think when I was a kid, I took one. But it becomes, you take it, you don't take it.
Yeah.
And that's where this new thing is going to be a part of that. I wonder, can I buy Skep all three shots and just take the fourth?
Booster? Oh, man.
Just give me the quantum,
oh,
son.
Oh, man.
No, I got to go through the steps.
Yeah.
So what is one going to do? Watch the thinking. What is one going to do for me? Right? Mm-hmm. At this point, we know it don't work.
Right.
But I got to take it anyway.
Right.
Then I got to take the second one.
Yeah.
We know that don't work.
Yeah.
Then I got to take the third one. We know that don't really mm-hmm. work. Then I got to take the fourth one, and that works.
Yeah, and Fauci, he wants, wow. like I said, he wants the definition for fully vaccinated to change to include the booster
shots. So he's moving the goalposts.
Yes, he's been moving the goalposts. And he's trying to move the goalposts again. He's saying, like, you know, I don't know if people could get together on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, y'all
could, I'm having my tofurkey.
Because.
I'm having tofurkey. I'm going to get fucked.
Y'all could, you know, possibly spread it again. I said the other last show that Democrats are trying to push for mandates for domestic travel as well, because they're saying everybody who travels for Thanksgiving is a super spreader event.
Because Thanksgiving is the busiest travel mm-hmm. day of the year, or that particular week.
That wouldn't happen, but
I saw a meme and I posted it. It said, the government's in a weird spot mm-hmm. because they have to convince the unvaccinated people that it works.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they have to convince the vaccinated people to take the booster because the other shit didn't work.
Yeah.
That's a weird place to be yeah. in, like, hey, over here. Yeah. So yeah, I think they're uncovering. They didn't think this shit through enough. Because they can look you in the face and tell you, you must take it. Mm-hmm. It don't work. So you must take this. Interesting shit going on.
Interesting, right?
Interesting shit.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, anybody, I didn't understand what this the Julius Jones case was about.
Mm-hmm.
So I read up on him, and apparently he was convicted of first degree murder back in 1999 after a failed carjacking, and he's been on death row for the last 20 years, but he's maintained his innocence. Kim Kardashian, a bunch of other people, athletes, have advocated on his behalf that the judge don't kill him. And today he was supposed to be executed, but the governor from Oklahoma, like, you know, commuted it.
Gave him a stay of
Yes.
Okay. So does that mean they're going to revisit his
I think so, because, like, what the governor said, it kind of confused me. The governor basically said, like, he looked at all the evidence and things like that and felt, you know, that he shouldn't be killed, but he still has life without parole. So I'm...
It's a confusing thing. It's sort of like you need the vaccine, but you don't. Yeah, just, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's sort of like that. Yeah.
So like, it's, you know, is he going to get out? I'm not sure yet, but.
Yeah, two grumpy men said he still has life in prison. Okay, all right.
So like, yeah, what's the point? I mean, great that he's alive. I mean.
Is it? Do you know this nigga?
No.
You really give a fuck about this nigga?
No.
All right. Nah. That was
yeah,
a joke.
I know.
You know, let this man live out his yeah. life if he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's a joke I usually tell when the cameras are not running. You know, but I...
Should be going to jail, Christopher Belton, Christopher Belter.
He should be going to jail.
White boy who went from Manhattan who actually confessed to raping four girls.
Yes.
He was facing...
And did he film it?
I don't know if he filmed it. Did he film it?
I think he filmed
something. Well, I know he was facing 8 years in prison, and instead he got 8 years probation.
Yes.
Because the judge said it wasn't appropriate for him to go to jail at this time.
Ain't that some shit?
Wow.
Ain't that some shit? Again.
Wow.
This blatantly looking at him say he's not built for prison, so we're going to give him probation. So what does that mean? What do I look like? Do I look like I'm built for prison? You already know I'm going in as a Muslim. Or if it's a hip-hop prison, I go in and be like, oh.
Yeah, Christopher Belton.
He'd be like, yo, look, Black Dot is here. I'd be like, ooh, Electric Boogie.
What the hell's your problem, man?
Yeah, no, they'd be like.
But yeah, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, and people are outraged about that. The Kyle Rittenhouse case is still going on. I thought we had a verdict by now, and we don't.
And that worries me.
No, so what's going to happen, because I think it's going to be a mistrial with prejudice. I think that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened yesterday, apparently, they stopped somebody they stopped a reporter who was working for MSNBC, who was apparently following the jury bus back home.
Oh, shit.
And now the judge banned MSNBC from covering from inside the courtroom at all.
Oh, boy.
Now, the people on the right, they're trying to spin in saying they were obviously, like the left-wing media, liberal media was obviously trying to expose who these jurors are, because jurors are already saying they're getting threatened.
Threatened and stuff,
and,
yes.
And stuff like that. So now you're following them home, and they admitted to it. They actually admitted to it. They said he was a freelancer. The reporter was a freelancer, but he wasn't trying to do anything illegal.
Mm, damn.
So I think it's all setting up for a mistrial.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope you're wrong as usual when it comes to these cases.
I'm just saying, he was allowed to even pick who, I guess, like, read the verdict or something
like
that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And I've never seen just how, like, openly, blatantly chummy the judge is with him.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, pulling out all the stops to kind of get him on.
And it's obvious. It really is. It's bad.
And I probably should take back what I said about we shouldn't care about this. I mean, I still kind of feel that way. But I think it's... really triggering for people to actually see white supremacy at work and getting him off that way.
Yes, yes.
I'm not surprised
and
by
we
it.
Spoke about the rules set in place by the judge for him. What could that mean?
That was odd, yes, that was odd.
Going forward for us.
Yeah.
If they want to use your rap songs or say he's not a victim,
mm-hmm.
You know, listen to his music.
He said he was a gangster murderer.
Yeah, so it's... I think one governor is trying to get that law passed where you can't use rap lyrics against an artist.
Also, I think the prosecution sent video evidence, but they doctored the video or something to that effect. Like, they cropped it to not show the full story.
Of Rittenhouse?
Yeah, so, like, it's a bunch of stuff. Like, it's a bunch of stuff that's going on in this case, and it feels like the prosecution is not trying to win.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think they really have a thing to stand on, because people are still saying that it's self-defense. A lot of people are saying it's self-defense. I didn't watch the video.
Right.
So for you to tell.
Now, on the surface of him shooting white people, yeah, that's not the part that I'm really concerned about. But I am concerned about some of the rules put in place to get this case started.
Yeah.
And what that could mean for us going forward.
All right.
Questions?
Let's take some questions, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Don't forget, guys, we have the Black Friday sale that's going to go on. If you want to become a member for a week, just for a week to see what we got going on, to come in for the lecture that you got going on the 27th, to watch the after show, to get some of the morning message if you subscribe to that as well. $5. And you have the opportunity to join as well and get a coupon, you know, so you can, your first payment is not the full payment, but
Yes.
All right. Any questions? Yeah, I think it's going to be a mistrial. I think that case is going for a mistrial.
Yes.
Oh, so Patreon, if content creators out there that are watching us right now, Patreon is actually looking towards being able to house their own videos. Now, if you're familiar with Patreon.
That's big. Hold on. That's big.
If you're familiar with Patreon, you have to use another service like YouTube, Vimeo, and stuff like that, and then post it in Patreon, right? But now, if you can cut all those other companies out and then do it yourself, I think that's a better way to, you know, make money.
Yeah, and the freedom of your content. You won't have to worry about the scrutiny of YouTube anymore, even though you're posting it somewhere else, because YouTube is going to lose its gripping and footage because some other companies, a major company, I'm not going to say who, a major company is getting ready to make an announcement any day now.
From what we hear.
That's going to change the landscape of video content.
Speaking of, you know, to the creators out there, Tidal, now they have announced a new feature, which is direct artist payouts and fan-centered royalties.
Ooh, that sounds... I mean, how does that work?
I'll read it to you. It says... Hold on.
And I think Jay-Z is behind this, too.
He's not with Tidal no more.
Oh. But I think they said he approved it.
According to Tidal, the new free tier will allow subscribers to access over 80 million songs and will feature the platform sound quality and things like that. They have great sound quality. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. And ad-free and stuff like that. But now it provides fan-centered royalties. Now fans can directly subscribe to artists.
Mm.
Like Patreon and things
like that. Wow, you can subscribe to the artist.
Yeah, and pay them directly.
Oh, I would drop a bomb there.
That's dope.
Now that's very dope for a true independent artist
who
have a following. You know what I mean? Like you and your fans are in a direct relationship. You're basically cutting out the middleman. Tidal's going to get something out of it.
Yeah.
But at least you have a direct relationship. I like it.
Somebody said, oh, you know, also in the Rittenhouse case, they also arrested two quote-unquote Black Lives Matter protesters because they beat up a counter-protester who was for Rittenhouse.
Oh, boy.
This is all, again, setting up for a mistrial. Because if the judge feels like, the jurors are not safe, no matter, you know, whatever, so now we have no choice but to declare this a mistrial.
Yeah. What are some good rituals to do for the eclipse? You got to hit Chanel up.
Yes, Ascending Infinite Goddess. She's in the chat right now.
Yeah, Ascending Infinite Goddess. She's in the chat now.
Or if you're a member, you know.
Yeah, she'll hit you with some rituals you can do for the eclipse.
What do you see hip-hop in the next 10 years? Wow. I don't know. I know, because it feels like we're going back to, like, gangster rap, like, old-school gangster rap now. Like Benny the Butcher, he signed to Def Jam.
7-figure deal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So.
That's all right for him. I mean, look at him shopping Walmart. And now he's got a 7-figure deal.
That's what it feels like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feels like we're kind of going back to that. But there are other artists who are different sounding, you know, different rappers. Mm-hmm. Like Kendrick, I think Kendrick could have his label by then. His label would have a major, like, footprint in the game because he had, what's his name, Baby Keem, who doesn't sound like anybody I've heard of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's just me.
Okay.
What else we got?
16 people, it's 100 people in the chat. Let's get those likes up.
Yes, please.
Let me like my
own. 666, we gotta, you know, take that off. Take that off.
Like my own shit.
Yeah. Don't forget.
You know, like
to get ego trips,
proteins.
What are you talking about?
666.
Oh yeah,
it's melanin, nigga. Stop playing.
It says, "Don't forget to get Ego Trips Book of Rap List, Malcolm." I don't know who that is, but I'll check it out.
Now, can you elaborate on the Jason months and the significance of them? Well, July, August, September, October, November, those hot months going into the fall. This is ritual season. It's killing season. And the closer we get to Scorpio season, which is where we're in now, the killing usually reaches an apex. And, you know, it's just our way of saying it's only one word you can spell without juxtaposing any letters. So we say Jason, and it could, you know, be the acronyms for a number of things. But, you know what I mean? These are the months that we want you to pay very close attention to as Sirius rises. And we go into different moon cycles and sun cycles because remember, as above, so below, as within, so without. While we're here celebrating earthbound, man-made religions and things that they give us, there is an overtone of things cosmically happening and energy that must be given and energy that must be taken. Must be given. And this is the ecosystem of the world. We need... Police, we went through it. Police officers need crime. Firefighters need fires.
Yeah.
You know, so hungry entities need things to eat or they can't survive. And certain cycles bring about festival food services. Like for instance, Thanksgiving, when I'm having Thanksgiving, because that's what I'm celebrating this year.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving and Tofurkey is a celebration of eating where I'm pretty sure cosmically... there'll be another celebration of physical bodies being eaten.
And you're right, 666 is melanin. My bad.
Yeah, six electrons, six neutrons.
My bad, y'all.
Yeah, they're going to catch you on that.
Yeah, no, they caught me. Yeah. They lit me up. You're right, guys.
Suicide among young sisters. First of all, the overdose rate in this country
100,000
is the highest it's ever been. Let's start there.
It hit 100,000.
Hit 100,000. And that is a direct result probably of the fentanyl, people trying to escape this craziness, not wanting to deal with the pressure. Along those lines, they never really give you the right suicide numbers because those numbers are probably extremely alarming on how many people check out. I did see the story of the 9-year-old girl, 10-year-old girl, who was being bullied in school for being black or something, and she committed suicide.
Oh.
We usually don't see those kind of stories take place, but it did.
Wow.
And there's a lot of suicide amongst these sisters. I don't know all the intricate details about it, but I did hear about it.
Wow. Is it a full moon tonight? I saw it.
That's not the full moon. We'll be at peak at 3:59. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the longest or something. That Red Pill or Blue Pill was explaining it to me. And you know me, I'm a little goofy, but we won't have another one of these for 528 years.
Oh, my gosh.
This particular type of moon.
Oh.
Like that, you ever watched 13 Reasons Why? No.
No, it's about high school suicides, a girl committed suicide, and stuff like that. Somebody asked, how's my 70-day challenge going? It's going better.
Okay.
Fell off. Not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
It's going better.
Okay.
That's a rough challenge, B. It's a lot.
And for Marcus.
Marcus completed it.
He completed it.
Yes.
And he said as a result of that, there's certain things he'll never go back to.
Yeah.
Because 75 days removed from anything is enough to put you, you know, in alignment with some things. No, Malcolm still hasn't seen Wag the Dog.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, I'd be fine.
Loser.
Yeah, well, and I'm busy this weekend. Can't watch it.
Yep. Maybe tomorrow. You want that Grumpy Old Men song? It's in the chat.
It's in the chat. Go to their website.
Yeah, go to their website.
You can download it. You can download it.
That's direct investment into the artist.
Somebody said, did you hear about the patient in Canada diagnosed with climate change? No. That sounds crazy. Yeah, apparently there's a woman whose immune system beat HIV.
And there's two people now. Two people now. But you know what? Black people have been beating HIV for years, bro.
That's crazy.
They're making a big deal about non-melanated people.
Yeah. So Marcus has a high level of discipline. Marcus is Zen master.
Yeah, he's a Zen master. That you looking great. How's your diet? My diet could be better, but I mean, I don't eat no cheese, milk, dairy, none of that kind of stuff. I'm selective on anything I eat, and even meat. I don't eat a lot of junk food anymore, so, you know, it's got to be the mood I'm in.
Malcolm, if you can only wear one pair of shoes for the rest of your life, would it be Tim's or Air Force Ones? Now, is that a New York joke that you're trying to make? Because Tim's are not comfortable. We wear them because they're stylish. So, you know, Butters.
I used to wear them. I keep the deuce down in the bottom.
You know, black Tim's.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably, I guess Air Force. I don't really like it. I have them, but I don't really like to wear them all the time either.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care, man. Just anything comfy.
Yep.
I'm not really a sneakerhead. Jet fuel hoax, guys. Have y'all been hearing about a British jet that crashed into the Mediterranean yesterday, and a Greek jet crashed into the Mediterranean today. Both pilots were able to eject. And they were alive, but that sounds odd. You know what I'm saying? I think China or Russia occupies those.
Well, we know the scale of our technology in terms of the weaponry available now is bananas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we might be prepping for war of some sort. Because planes don't just fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
And then two.
Yes, same thing. Right? Back-to-back days, yesterday and
today. Back-to-back days. Either they're hitting a field that is a neutral field, like, you know, that you can't go through, or you're violating some kind of airspace. Crypto Chicago Bull is going to call in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So we'll stay on and give him about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, just to kind of bring people.
You want to do that for the after show? No?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll do that for the after show.
The after show, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you niggas almost got a freebie.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen.
Malcolm, do you work funny when you work your Air Force One suit? I don't crease them. I crease mine. I don't care.
What?
Air Forces. Because like, after a while, they're going to crease after a while.
Listen.
I mean, when you first get them, yeah, you walk like a penguin. You know what I'm saying? You look funny.
Let me give you my hack.
But after a while, just crease some shit, man.
Get the dun-dun-duns, right? I buy 9 pair of them for the summer. Check this shit out.
Dude, it's embarrassing.
They $40 each.
Dude, it's embarrassing.
I'll go get 9 or 10 pair of them shits. You can only wear them twice.
Yeah.
2-3 times.
Dude, it's embarrassing. No.
And then I just keep, they're like, yeah, that shit is fresh all the time. No.
Dude, it's embarrassing. Don't. He's tried to get me to wear so many fake things growing up. I'm just like, hell to the nah.
What makes it fake?
Because it's just, it's fake, and kids know it. Other kids know it's fake, and then you want me to get bullied for wearing fake stuff.
Fake? What's fake?
Okay, Morpheus.
What does that mean?
Okay, Morpheus.
Fake.
Listen, we're about to go. Somebody said, why not eat dairy? Dairy is bad. It creates mucus in the system.
Especially in black people. You know, we're lactose intolerant.
You know what I mean.
By nature. That's the weird thing on why I have so much congestion, because I don't eat no dairy. So now I know that there's something else attacking the throat chakra of the guard, but I've been on some other stuff. We'll talk about
Hold
that.
Hold on, real quick. Rick Judah said, China does not want war, but this country, America, is going to force China to get into war to assist them against the world due to the contract. Y'all don't know that we have with them and the Arabians. Okay. This is what I know. I know that the fact that America is so reliant upon China for everything, right? We owe them, most of our debt is owed to China. All of their goods comes from China. All of our movies and things like that is relied upon China's economy and China's population, that it puts us in a very weak position.
Yes.
Right? I saw a historian say that the reason that the one thing Hitler didn't do, right, that was strategy-wise, right, the wrong thing he didn't do was get the world to the point where everybody was reliant upon Germany and what they were doing in their economy. Because everybody would have looked the other way. China has sweatshops, China has concentration camps, China has all these things that America is just looking the other way about. And the only reason that Biden or anybody else says anything about China publicly is because it's something so direct that they have to say something.
Got you.
Right? A Chinese tennis star just went missing. She said something. She accused an elite of rape, and she has been missing for the last 2 weeks. Nobody has seen or heard from her. It was just a statement that was just put out, and anybody not even sure that was her that did it.
Yeah, yeah. True story.
Okay. So
thank you for everybody in the chat who donated to us.
Yes, we appreciate everybody.
We appreciate you. And we out of here.
Yes. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and we will see you guys on Monday. Peace.
Yeah.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 40 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.